Recruiting never stops, especially for Georgia football. Welcome to the podcast that covers Georgia football recruiting from all angles and spotlights the legends of tomorrow. It's the Recruiting Bulldog Update, the RBU podcast.
We go Wild Dog with Sony. Nauta goes in motion left, snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left, angling, 25, 20, got a block for Brock, 50, 10, 5, touchdown, 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 Dogs win it, we're headed to Atlanta.
We hand it off to Herschel, there's a hole, 5, 10, 12, he's running over people. Oh, you Herschel Walker.
Gurley, 5 yards deep, and Todd will bring this one out. And there he goes, one block, and it might be over. Todd Gurley, coast to coast, can he make it? Yes, he can.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Recruiting Bulldog Update, otherwise known as the RBU Podcast. I'm your host, Blaine Gilmer, but really not a whole lot of time for pleasantries on this reaction episode of the Recruiting Bulldog Update, the RBU Podcast, presented to you by Bulldog Illustrated. Tyke Smith, transfer defensive back from West Virginia, has just committed University of Georgia Bulldogs as I'm recording this. It'll be released on Monday morning, but as I'm recording this, Tyke Smith, like I said, transfer from West Virginia, formerly coached by Jamila Day, who is now the defensive back coach at the University of Georgia. Tyke is a safety, plays kind of a hybrid type role there at West Virginia, similar to the star position that Mark Webb played at the University of Georgia last year. Tyreek Stevenson also spent some time there, and this is none other than a massive get for the University of Georgia, because people forget Tyreek Stevenson obviously was going to be a key guy for this defense, but Tyreek Stevenson played a tremendous game against Cincinnati, made the play that saved the game for Georgia. Otherwise, they lose the Peach Bowl against Cincinnati, and Tyreek Stevenson is going to be a guy that is going to play on Sundays and play for a long time at a high level on Sundays, in my opinion, a first, second-round type talent that has since transferred out of the University of Georgia. And that was a big blow, because not only that they lost Mark Webb, Tyreek Stevenson, both in that kind of safety position. Of course, Richard LeCount. So now Lewis Seen has to kind of be the guy back there, which he's more than capable of being in terms from a leadership standpoint, a physicality standpoint, plays the ball well. But Christopher Smith also stepped in, did some good things for University of Georgia. Latavius Breeny played very well in that Cincinnati game. But you got guys like Latavius Breeny who, other than the Cincinnati game, like William Poole, other than that Cincinnati game, Amir Speed over at the cornerback position, those guys have been mainly special teams type guys, guys who had really contributed for Georgia on that third phase of the game, but weren't really key rep guys when the chips are down in terms of, routine downs and possessions on defense for the University of Georgia. So those guys are going to kind of be trial by fire guys, and to be able to add a guy in Tyke Smith who can soften that blow, who can soften that shuffling of, chairs on the deck, if you will, for Kirby Smart and Dan Lanning. Say, okay, here's a guy that we know is comfortable with this position, who has 21 games worth of experience playing at a high level under our new defensive back coach at a position that is very similar schematically at West Virginia to what he'll be playing at the University of Georgia in that star position type role. Can also transition and play, varied schemes of Georgia, maybe play some true safety for the University of Georgia well at times, but it's just a big piece and something that is really going to be key for the University of Georgia going forward. Now, guys like Adam Anderson, who was being experimented with, moved around, maybe playing some of that star nickel on certain downs and packages, maybe he doesn't have to do as much of that. Javon Bullard was a guy who was, is he a corner? Is he a safety? Is he a star? Maybe he gets to focus more at one more so on one position as a true freshman. David Daniel now maybe gets to, sit under the learning tree a little bit more as a true freshman instead of being forced into action right away, because, it's great to have these high caliber freshmen such as Dave Daniel, four-star out of Woodstock, but you really in the SEC want to prevent as much as possible having to play true freshmen right away. And I just think that Tyke Smith is a massive, massive get for the University of Georgia from a stability standpoint, from a depth standpoint, and from a scheme fit for the University of Georgia, and of course familiarity with the now defensive back coach for Georgia, Jamil Adai. Now, as I mentioned earlier, today's episode is brought to you by Bulldog Illustrated. That is Bulldog, B-U-L-L-D-A-W-G, illustrated.com. You can find each and every day coverage of Georgia football, Georgia baseball, basketball, all the sports, tennis, men's sports, women's sports, everything over there. Greg Poole does a great job being kind of the media coordinator, director of everything that goes on at the website over there. Also takes phenomenal pictures. Vance Levy, Sherry Levy, they are the founders. Vance is the lead editor for Bulldog Illustrated, so check it out. Each and every day I write an article called the Daily Dog Thread, and it is a community of Georgia fans, followers, detractors, everything in between that's on that community board, kind of sharing their thoughts throughout the day, not only on the article I write, but other things that come up throughout the day. So head over to bulldogillustrated.com. That's B-U-L-L-D-A-W-G, illustrated.com, to check out everything Georgia on a daily basis. Now we're going to get into the next part of our show here, which is going to cover Georgia has not only been on fire when it comes to commitments on the recruiting trail, but they have been very busy in terms of handing out some offers, and we're going to cover those, an offer to the 2022 class that is very crucial, several offers to the class of 2023 and even some 2024s. So now let's hit them right here on our offers rundown for this week's episode of the RBU podcast. Okay, so we'll start with what, in my opinion, is by far the most intriguing offer the University of Georgia has made in the last couple of weeks, and it occurred just a couple of days ago on April 2nd when Trevante Citizen, a running back, a 2022 running back, mind you, out of Lake Charles College Prep in Lake Charles, Louisiana, gets an offer from Dell McGee and the Georgia Bulldogs. Anytime a 2022 gets an offer, especially from the University of Georgia, at this point in the recruiting cycle when people are already trimming down their choices, when official visits are beginning to be worked out, it tells you that it is a serious deal. It is something that those who follow recruiting should take seriously. Georgia is going to add another running back in this 2022 class. Trevante Citizen could very likely end up being a guy that pushes for that spot. Kind of depends on, is Georgia jumping in too late here? Many people already think LSU's in a good spot with him being a Lake Charles guy. A four-star, 6 foot, 220 pounds, a slashing downhill style runner, a guy who runs not only with that downhill power where he can break tackles, drag some defenders with him, but he has game-changing runaway type speed. I would throw him talent-wise right in there with the other guys that Georgia's recruiting, Tevin White, Katron Allen. Branson Robinson is a guy who I think has separated himself, is right there at the top of the board for the University of Georgia. However, I know that Georgia, like I said, wants to add another guy there beside Jordan James, who just committed out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just committed last week or so, and he is a kind of do-everything type of back. Trevante Citizen would also fit in that same style role. Typically, Georgia likes to go kind of thunder and lightning, meshing these things out. So that is just something to keep in mind, that 2022 offer to Trevante Citizen out of Lake Charles College Prep, and we'll be kind of keeping up with that, see where it goes. If an official visit gets scheduled, that is very, very interesting, especially with Branson Robinson having dropped his top five and just picked up a Clemson offer. And then right after he picks up the offer, drops Clemson into his top five. So that tells you maybe an unexpected hurdle there with Branson Robinson, although I would say Georgia is still kind of the favorite in that recruitment. But you never know, especially running backs, high-profile position. Georgia's got a lot of depth right now. So we'll wait and see kind of what happens there. But Trevante Citizen gets an offer out of the class of 2022. Moving right along to the class of 2023, Caden Proctor, big 6'7" offensive tackle, 300 pounds out of Des Moines, Iowa, gets an offer from the University of Georgia. Georgia's also targeting a safety out of the university, out of the state of Iowa right now, rather, and in the class of 2022 in Xavier Napunkwa. I don't know how to exactly pronounce that last name, but he is the number one rated safety in all of the kind of Midwest area out there. So Georgia kind of dipping into that state of Iowa a little bit. Next one up is a defensive tackle, 6'5", 260 pounds, Darren Reed out of Columbus, Georgia, in-state kid from that Carver Columbus High School, that Columbus area that Del McGee is so familiar with, is from around that area, very good recruiter. So I'm sure Del McGee will be involved in that recruitment. Next, 2023 outside linebacker safety type hybrid kid that we did a feature article on. You can go back to BulldogIllustrated.com, the Dog Daily Thread, and kind of look back to last week. Tackett Curtis out of Manny, Louisiana. First of all, Tackett Curtis is maybe the greatest name I've ever heard for a football player. He says it's a family name, but it's going to become a household name before too long once you see this kid's film. Tackett Curtis is a guy who will absolutely lay the wood when he arrives. He arrives to the ball with ill intentions, and he loves to play this game. He has coaches all in his family around him. So Tackett Curtis is a guy that I expect. He's already blown up, has offers from nearly everyone that you could imagine out there. University of Georgia is somewhere that he desperately wants to visit once things open up. Tackett Curtis grew up being a fan of those Alabama Nick Saban coach defenses. So when Nick Saban came to Georgia, that definitely caught his eye. And to get that offer, Tackett Curtis very excited about that. Next one up is a wide receiver out of American Heritage, a school that has been good to the University of Georgia in terms of recruiting, out of Opa-locka, Florida down there. Santana Fleming, 5'10", 160-pound four-star receiver, speed demon type guy. He's got offers from, you know, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, a slew of schools has been offered here just recently by the University, 235 pounds, four-star out of Central High School in Phenix City, Alabama. If that sounds familiar, well, that's where Jackson Meeks comes from, who is a receiver that's kind of being pushed into an opportunity here for the University of Georgia with these injuries right now in spring ball to George Pickens and Jermaine Burton. So Jackson Meeks, a very physical, big receiver that just came out of the recruiting cycle from Central High School in Phoenix, Alabama, and now they're going after a big defensive end, Trey Scott and company, trying to pull in Tamarian Parker out of Central High School in Phoenix City, Alabama. Receiver out of, you guessed it, Central High School in Phoenix City, out of Alabama. So having Jackson Meeks on the staff, you would think it was having Jackson Meeks on the team, you would think that kind of serves as a little bit of a conduit to Tamarian Parker and Carmelo English, a guy who Georgia, I say it to a lot of people all the time, the two things that Georgia does the best is that they are genuine and truthful with their players. They treat them in a way that they like being treated. The University of Georgia does. Kirby Smart, Dan Lanning, they have a good culture in their program. And what that does in return is the players themselves become some of the greatest recruiters for the University of Georgia, going back to their hometowns, talking to people that they know, grew up with, things like that, and really selling the University of Georgia for these coaches. That was huge during the COVID stuff in terms of guys not being able to come on visits and things like that, but being able to talk to guys over Zooms, being able to, you know, just hit guys up that they know through a text message, phone call, things like that. University of Georgia's players market the University of Georgia very, very well. And then, of course, the other thing is on-campus visits, and Georgia's going to get right back to that in June, of course, with that big, big, huge 2022 first visit that they got coming up with guys like Oscar Delp on tap, Kojo Antwi, Gunnar Stotten is going to be in town, you know, Marquise Groves, Killer Brew, all of these guys that are in that Hustle Inc. organization over there, all coming in. Tyler Booker's coming in the third week of June. So on-campus recruiting, nobody does it better than University of Georgia. They're going to get back to an opportunity to do that. So that's your 2023 recent offers by the University of Georgia. Now we're also going to hit a couple of 2024 offers. One of them is out of Lee County High School, who Georgia is recruiting a big offensive lineman out of Lee County High School. On Sapp out of Lee County, 2022 class, 6'5", 320-pound offensive tackle, being recruited heavily by Sam Pittman at Arkansas. Of course, Florida State is after him, with him being a South Georgia guy. Like I said, he's a four-star, Georgia, heavily involved there. So now they're going back to another Lee County prospect. But Omar White, a defensive tackle, 6'3", 305 pounds, and like I said, just in the class of 2024. So this is a young man who's been offered by Arkansas, Georgia Tech, now the University of Georgia, Michigan State, Penn State, all on board. So Omar White, 2024 offeree. And then another 2024 offeree that is very, very close to home for the University of Georgia, from Buford, Georgia. And man, Buford has a ton of prospects. Two-time defending state champions over there, perennial powerhouse in the Buford Wolves. And this defensive end, Edrick Houston, 2024 guy, 6'3", 210 pounds, just got offered by the University of Georgia. So that's your recent offers, and next we're going to touch on some top groups that were dropped by some prospects that the University of Georgia is included in. First, before we get to those guys dropping their top groups with Georgia included in them, would like to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Bulldog Illustrated. That's BulldogIllustrated.com, BULLDAWG Illustrated.com. Anything and everything Georgia-related, anything from all sports, whether it's track and field, tennis, men's, women's sports, gymnastics, golf, tennis, of course, football, basketball, baseball, everything is covered over at BulldogIllustrated.com. I myself write an article every day called the Dog Daily Thread. It's a community of Georgia followers, fans, detractors, anything that you can think of, sharing their thoughts on the goings-on of the day. Greg Poole does a great job running the website. Vance Levy, Cher Levy, the CEOs and founders of Bulldog Illustrated. It's been a print publication in Athens for close to 20 years. The website's been up and running strong for a long time as well. So check it out. BulldogIllustrated.com brings you this episode of the RBU Podcast. Now to get into our top groups. First up is Peter Woods out of Thompson High School, the powerhouse out of Alabama high school football. And Peter Woods has trimmed it down to 11 at this point. Peter Woods is a defensive tackle. Many consider him the number one player in the entire class of 2023. He's that talented. Of course, you have to be able to play at such a young age for a school like the Thompson Warriors there in Alabama. So just a guy that has a tremendous motor, kind of almost like an Aaron Donald type young player. I mean, really, really nimble, really physical. Wears number 11 as an interior defensive lineman. So anytime an interior defensive lineman is wearing a number like that, yeah, come on. I want to get some of that over here on my team if I'm recruiting. Of course, Georgia is in the mix right there. Of course, Alabama, Auburn, him being an Alabama high school kid. So Peter Woods drops his top 11. If you're watching on the YouTube feed, you can see that top 11 there on the screen. Schools like South Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, LSU, Southern Cal, Florida State, Clemson, Texas A&M, and Auburn. Then you have Mr. John Walker. Walker's out of Osceola, Florida. He is a defensive tackle out of Kissimmee. Osceola High School down there, four-star, very, very highly thought of, and he has dropped a top 12 in John Walker's top 12. It is just star-studded to basically who's who of college football with programs like Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, Georgia, all included. So keep an eye out for the big 2023 defensive tackle out of Kissimmee, Florida. That is Mr. John Walker. And then the last top group that we're going to cover is from a offensive tackle out of St. John Bosco out of Los Angeles. That is Mr. Ernest Green. Ernest is big time as well. Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Southern Cal, Texas, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas A&M, Florida, all in the mix for Mr. Ernest Green in his top 10. So those are the latest groups of top 10. Of course, there was also a top 12 drop by Kamari Wilson, a safety at IMG Academy. Not even going to really acknowledge that at this point because it's just totally backwards from everything that I've heard on him as a prospect. Heard very heavily that Alabama and Georgia were involved there and that he had even narrowed it down to almost those two schools. Now he wants to come out with 12. So who knows what's going on with Kamari Wilson out of IMG Academy. But that is our top groups. Another note, though, Anai White, who's a defensive end out of Philadelphia. He has not necessarily dropped a final group or anything like that, but he was doing some reports with some outlets. Many people consider him to be the most talented player along the defensive front in the class of 2022. And Anai White is planning to try to get down to Athens for an official visit. So if that happens, that would be a very big development in Georgia recruiting. Thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of the Recruiting Bulldog Update presented to you by Bulldog Illustrated. That's B-U-L-L-D-A-W-G illustrated.com, covering all things Georgia sports related over there. Just a ton going on in the world of Georgia football recruiting, and you can catch it every week, every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and of course on the Bulldog Illustrated YouTube channel. Check us out every week. That's the RBU podcast. Please subscribe, like, leave comments, ratings, all of that good stuff. And we will catch you next week for another edition of the RBU podcast.